75% of Americans believe in UFOs. 30% of Americans believe UFOs are vehicles from other worlds. And 3% of Americans believe they have been abducted by aliens. That's over 8 million people. They're out there, aren't they?
Welcome to the UFO Files Show with your host, Jerry Pippin.
Hello, everyone. This is Jerry Pippin, and here we are, back live, and we have Dr. Listuri with us, and a little later on, we're going to replay an interview I did several years back with, he was the editor at the time of the Roswell newspaper. They had two newspapers at that time, an afternoon paper and a morning paper, and he actually knew everybody at the air base, including the commander, and it's a very intriguing interview, and the reason I'm playing it is, unfortunately, he passed away in the last few days, and we'll talk more about that later. But I want to go ahead and get into the show here, and before I do that, I do want to say one thing that, first of all, I appreciate all of the emails and letters that people have been sending us. And there's nothing like making that, little connection with the listeners. Well, you'll have plenty of things to talk about when you hear Dr. Turi. I'm telling you, he's quite a man and quite a guy. And he's on the line now from Phoenix. Dr. Turi, how are you?
I'm doing really, really good, and thank you again for having me, Jerry. It's always an honor to talk to you, my friend.
You don't mind me mentioning this, I don't think.
No.
You
no.
and I both have been colon cancer victims.
That's correct, and trust me,
and how are you doing?
What it feels like to be facing our mortality. When this happened to me, of course, I was in Thailand. I was lecturing out there, and gosh, that was incredibly difficult. But anyway, after a month and a half out there, and I lost a lot of pants, I came back totally free of cancer. Mostly because, and I would suggest you to do that if you want to, Jerry. I developed what you call the universal blood transfusion. Which means
Go ahead. Tell the listeners a little bit of how you survived, because you're doing fine.
Oh yeah. It's completely gone. It's in remission. Totally gone. First of all, I did not want to go through chemotherapy. I just refused it. Instead, couldn't wait to go home and start my universal blood transfusion. And that's pretty easy. I mean, cancer patient or not, it should be done, at least once a week. Go to the store and go to the vegetable department and look for any type of vegetable or roots that you have never seen or never tested, and put your hand in it. Listen to your little voice. This little voice will never lie to you. Buy it, and come home, and then juice it. it might be, testing just terrible, simple as that. But once you juice all that and you put it into your body, it's like inhaling a tornado, literally, because there is no way that any cancer cell can survive in an over-oxygenated body or in a body which is loaded with natural components. So your body is actually missing some of those roots, some of those vitamins that you can only collect not only in fruits and vegetables, but in the roots that you have never tested in your life. So that's pretty much the secret that I made it a habit.
I want to make sure, Dr. Turi, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to make sure I understand. You're saying just start with a vegetable that you've never used before, never tasted. Put it in the juicer, is that right?
And you drink it? Yes. I bought a champignon machine, which is designed to literally juice any hard roots. And then the idea is to drink it. I tell you what, it's pretty disgusting. You might even throw up. I did it a few times at the beginning. But you might have to mix it with molasses or might be some honey or I don't know. But do not mix the fruits and vegetables. If you got to do with fruits, then, you know, do it with fruits. The idea is to, let's be objective. If you have to eat 1 pound of carrots, you can't eat 1 pound of carrots, but you can juice 1 pound of carrot and drink it, so to speak. So you're getting much more nutrient, and oxygenation in your bloodstream. And that, as I said, cancer cells cannot survive. So just, it's better than to trust our infantile science and being cooked with radiation. And that was my choice.
Do you recommend a certain type of juicer?
I recommend Champion. They're pretty expensive, like $800. But they will juice absolutely anything that is extraordinarily hard and even very dry. And then, as I said, you know, it's time consuming because you have to do the work.
How does someone find out about these things, Dr. Ray? I mean, your suggestion that, in fact, you know by experience, it
exactly.
Healed you.
Yeah, because, you know, as I said, you and I know what it means to face our mortality. We are losing friends of our age and endlessly, and it's very painful. Like, you know, Roger Lear, my good friend Roger is gone. Friends. A few weeks ago, another friend of mine died of cancer. So this is a serious disease. And you know, I'm so lucky and very thankful for God to give me another chance so I can keep, you know, my mission. And if you recall, Jerry, last time we did a show many, many years ago, I was explaining to you that I had some UFO experiences, and they left me with a legacy to understand the working of the cosmic code, and that allows me, of course, to make undeniable, well-documented and dated predictions. So what I'd like to do later on is to give some dates to your audience so they can, you know, test the values of my claims.
You mentioned that show in which you talked about the UFO encounters and with the ET, and that's still available on our website, jerrypippin.com. Go to the UFO files, click on your picture and on the index there. I'd recommend people listen to that. That was an incredible show, Dr. Turing.
Well, thank you very much. But the impact, the psychological impact was so strong that they, you know, the very next day I start to draw all sorts of UFO symbol and astrological things. And I couldn't help myself to study Nostradamus 16th century methodology, and there was not one single inch in my house, my doors, my ceiling, my walls that were not painted with symbols. I'm sure you still have this picture on your website, I believe. And that's to tell you the incredible experience that I went through. I mean, that was number four. But you know what? You and I, we know, Jerry, we got better things to do than to make up stories about extraterrestrials. Trust me. At 64 years old, I passed that.
I got you by 10 years.
I know. And as I said, you know, I wish I could catch up with you and still be there in 10 years and talk to you. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you were so full of life when we did that appearance together out in Southern California years ago.
Yeah,
So I hope you're still have it. You haven't lost it, have you? You're still going strong, right?
I am a wildlife of energy. In fact, I do not know what to do. Mentally and physically, I'm a super bomb. I don't know if it's my universal blood transfusion, but Jesus Christ, you know, just now I already walk half a mile talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An interview I should have done a long time ago, and I don't know, Dr. Turi, we just never, you know, our paths cross, then they go away, then they come back. But it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know what? I'm not going to those conferences anymore. I am a writing machine, and I have thousands upon thousands of people that read and learn through my Cosmic Cyber University, which is one of my websites.
You got to tell me about that in our audience right now, the Cosmic Size University.
Well, this is what I call my Cosmic Cyber University. This is where I teach science, and my VIPs and whomever is curious enough, how God speaks to his children, how the universal code operates, and what creates the news, and why people do what they do in reference to Flight 370, for example. I can give explanation that...
you're one of the first guys I thought of when that came about, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, sure. But what I'm trying to say is... humanity is, life is a constant process of changes. So humanity is slowly progressing into a new perception of the cosmic code and its relationship with God. Religion, as they are today, our representation of the deceiving age of Pisces, which has plagued humanity the last 2,000 years, and we are moving into the age of Aquarius, which is the age of the truth, of technology, of extraterrestrials, and it helps humanity to go against the archaic teaching of religion, which builds separatism and endless wars, and moving to a new perception of God. You know, in the Bible it is said, I will talk to you, you won't hear me, I'll present myself to you, you won't see me. One has to raise his cosmic consciousness to understand the face of God and read the sign. That's why, again, it is said in the Bible that God created the stars and the heavens for more than the sake of beauty. He gave them to us for interpretation so we may lead a safer, more productive life. So this is what my Cosmic Cyber University is all about, is to educate people on their relationship with the divine and explore their cosmic identity. What I teach my students first is the word UCI. UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity. At the very moment you take your first breath and you arrive on this dense physical world, you inherited a part of the universe that control your psyche. Of course, science do not understand that. Science is very limited. All the people that are atheists, the agnostic, the skeptic, the scientist, they're born with a very rational UCI, with a very rational, unique celestial identity, so to speak. And they cannot enter the archetypal realm of consciousness, so what they do not see or touch doesn't exist. But it's changing through my work. I'm making people aware of their relationship with the divine. And that's why I understood and I channel the pilot and the co-pilot of Flight 370 and explain exactly what happened to my VIPs. Yes, I do. You heard of astral projection or remote viewing?
Yes.
You need to have the perfect UCI to do that. It's like you're not going to teach Michael Jackson how to sing and dance. He was born with the gift. You've got to have a gift. In reference to Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, Madame Blavatsky, all these people have the head of the dragon in Pisces, which is not an accident. There are no accidents, only cosmic circumstances that produce these type of people and their career and their gifts. So I have that that cosmic nature, for the lack of words, and I'm able to tap in the supraconscious in time and space and through my dreams see things and then wake up in the middle of the night and start to write. In fact, I never learned English. I never learned how to type, and I type faster with two fingers than what people can read, and I'm a writing machine. I never stop writing. I can't even help myself. So these are gifts that are induced at birth through your UCI. So you have a unique celestial identity, Jerry, and so is Frazier Glenn Miller, which is this guy who actually, the white supremacist guy that killed a bunch of people at the Jewish center. You heard of the news, yes?
Yeah, right outside of Kansas City.
That's correct.
Right there. Now, and the last night.
So I just finished a newsletter for my VIPs, and again, to your audience, if they want to check my latest post, I put some of this newsletter, this Cosmic Code newsletter, to the public. All they got to do is go to drcherry.com and click on post. But this guy, Frazier Glenn Miller, was born in November. November is the month of Scorpio, which is the sign that rules death and drama in the police. On top of that, he was born with Mars, the lord of war, who regulates weaponry, knives and guns, into the sign of Scorpio, making the situation very, very sensitive. So all of those born in November are either the eagle, that means the physician that saves life, or the lizard, the killer. So there are people that are born killer, as simple as that, or terrorist. But most importantly, this guy was born with the moon, which is the emotional response to life, in the supercritical, cynical, perfectionist sign of Virgo, which means he's a puritanical. And the situation is getting worse because now he has Saturn, which is the fear principle in facing the world in the sign of Taurus, which is the sign that regulates money or Merrill Lynch Corporation using the bull subconsciously to represent strength. So, knowing that he had the fear of being controlled by the bank and he saw the Jews as the power and the money, he now let his dragon steal. His dragon steal is in the sign of Aries, which controls his past life. And Aries rules Germany. So this guy was an SS, a Gestapo SS, and he was working in burning the Jews in Auschwitz in Germany. And I can read this. It's so easy. But when you have our science, which has not been trained to read the hieroglyph of the universe and constantly hide their ignorance behind the word ridicule or pseudoscience, there is no way that the psychical welfare and the progress of the spiritual welfare of humanity is going to get anywhere. But I've explained all this in great detail. So, again, any one of your listeners willing to learn a little bit more about this crazy guy, they can read all the detail from my website, drcherry.com, and click on post. And they can also read all about what happened to Flight 370.
Well, let's talk about Flight 370 for a minute. You said you channeled actually the pilot and the co-pilot?
Correct. Indeed, I actually...
Can you tell me a little bit of what's happening there?
Well, basically what happened is I went fishing with my wife because this is how I regenerate. I'm a Pisces, so I like the water. And then we got pretty burnt out, so I went back and then I fell asleep on my couch. And that's when it happened. Okay, first of all, you have to understand that the pilot himself was a Leo. And famous Leo, we can talk about Michael Jackson. He was born in August. We can talk about Whitney Houston, also born in August. Both of these people died because of drugs and alcohol, and in case of Whitney Houston, of course, in the water. Not to forget Osama bin Laden, which was a Pisces who died and ended up in the bottom of the ocean. So this guy was born in August. Now, what's interesting with this guy is that he was born with the tail of the dragon in Pisces, in his eighth house of death. And what I saw is him. He was in the cockpit. Everything was fine. He dimmed the light. The flight was going as normal procedure. And then I saw him taking a flashlight from the pocket of his shirt, and he's lighting up a picture of his wife, his kid, and he was crying. He was trying not to cry, but I could feel his pain. And at the same time, I looked next to him, and I saw the co-pilot. He was asleep. I said, how can that be possible for the co-pilot to be asleep? What happened is, when you have such a UCI, drugs is your first weapon It's just a natural, because a magnet will attract a piece of wood. If you vibrate at a certain speed, you're going to attract the energy that you vibrate at. It's common sense. What he did earlier, I saw him putting some of the pill, the sleeping pill that he had, he put it on the drink of the pilot, and I don't think it was coffee that he was drinking. It looks more like tea.
And now he put that on the drink of the co-pilot or the pilot?
Yes. No. In the co-pilot, and he's asking
okay.
all the.
Okay.
So that's what he does. Now I see him also playing with all the electronics. Took him quite a while. And he finally managed, and he took the autopilot off. I see him doing this. I see him moving around. Then he turns a sharp left, and I'm looking at the clock. I mean, I have all the detail again on my website. And then he himself, as he was going down and depressed, I saw him taking the pills too. Now, his co-pilot was trying to be alive, and he made a call. The very last call was from the co-pilot. The co-pilot, with whatever energy he had left, knew something was very wrong in the cockpit, and he tried to warn the authorities of what was going on. However, he was so under the power of Neptune, which is drugs, or antidepressant, or in this case, sleeping tablets, that it was very easy for the pilot to see him and remove the cell phone from his hand. Then the pilot flew the plane manually for as long as he could until he fell asleep. And nobody, not a single soul, but the pilot and the co-pilot knew what was going on. And that plane hit the water at over 600 miles, 700 miles per hour. And what's happening is none of the person inside the airplane, nor the hostesses, knew or felt anything. In fact, everybody was asleep, or much of the people were asleep. So when you look at it, this is not making up stories. This is confirmed through the cosmic code jurisdiction and my expertise in the last 50 years or so that I've been digging into the cosmic code, the result of all the legacy left by the extraterrestrial, digging putting that awareness into my psyche.
Do you have any idea why? I need to get it straight in my mind. In your vision, you were laying on the couch, right, at your home?
Yes, I was laying on the couch, and I woke up, and I went and wrote immediately, because you can only remember your dream for so long unless you're being trained. And I trained myself to remember your dreams. And you got to be careful, because you do have the prophetic dreams, such as this case, because I subjected my subconscious to give me that information. And remember, I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, so I understand the working of the superconscious and the subconscious in time and space. But, for example, you also have the associative dream, which means that if you're asleep and you hear your dog crying or barking outside, you may associate your dog having an accident, and you wake up in fear that something happened to your dog. That's called an association of dreams. So you got to be very careful, because there is just a very thin hair between divine, psychical and cosmic information and pure imagination. So unless you have the background, unless you have the stars, not the education, because it is a big difference between education and intelligence or a gift. But if you have all this information, you can disassociate what's real to what's not real. And in this case, I can also guarantee another thing, is that, first of all, this pilot was not at all fine when he took the plane because of the emotional nature of what was going on. Secondly, he was very, very much in touch with what's going on politically, because of his stars, did not necessarily agree with the government, knowing one of his friends was about to go to jail or something was going on politically with him. And he actually left a note. The government knows exactly. It is a joyride and it is a master suicide. but they cannot divulge the truth to what really transpired that night, because you're talking about billions of dollars on business that could be affected negatively because of lack of trust for the consuming public flying left and right. Do that make sense?
Now you're saying who could have admitted the act? Was it the pilot or the co-pilot?
It is the pilot. The pilot.
Okay. Now he was. I know he was politically involved with the other side, the people that were not in power.
Big time.
But all his neighbors, everybody seemed to think that
he was also suffering some serious emotional stress with his wife and his mistress, which he called before he left, before he took the plane.
What did he tell her, I wonder?
Well, that I did not go there because it was not there. I was in the cockpit. I was not anywhere else when
right. I understand.
But
so you're saying the pilot consciously took the drug so he'd pass out?
Exactly. He gave it first to his pilot,
and he gave the co-pilot something too.
Yeah, exactly. He did. He actually drugged the co-pilot first. So he could play. So he could manipulate the plane and took it off the autopilot to turn west,
right,
to turn towards the Indian Ocean. So he was fully conscious. And again, you have to remember a week before there was a new moon in Pisces, right on his eighth house of death, and that is total mumble jumble for our non-cosmic conscious scientific community. We cannot make no sense because they lack the tools. Science has separated itself so much from the spirit.
So he turned those transponders off, or somebody did.
He did.
And
he
so
did.
I guess he had drugged the co-pilot before he did that even, huh?
Exactly. And he had it all planned because, you know, you have to remember, when you have the moon in Pisces and the tail of the dragon in Aquarius like he had, you're very humanitarian at heart. You're a very sensitive person. And the proof of that is that he died. He died in the name of his own emotional nature. But he didn't want anybody to know anything or to suffer. And he knew that all these people were going to be deep asleep when the plane was going to hit the ocean. He knew it.
And he knew the plane and the flight stuff on autopilot, and so he knew that if he drugged himself too,
right? I think he
couldn't change his mind.
No. You cannot change your mind once you have when you have this type of chart of UCI, you're so deceived. It's like trying to tell a terrorist not to blow up himself, or a drug addict not to take his drugs today. You're not in charge of your psyche anymore. I see him taking the plane off pilot, and I see him trying to put it back up in autopilot once he is above the Indian Ocean. So then I'll walk up. But it is 150% sure that he took everybody in a joyride and killed everybody. And again, the government knows from A to Z what happened on that day. And even if they found the plane, they will find excuses. They will find any other motive, because you know, they have no other option than to lie to the consuming public, because you are at the mercy in an airplane of a pilot that has his in charge of your life. So this is very serious, and it could affect the business drastically, and they don't want to go there. Yeah, plus the government will never let you know that extraterrestrials are very real.
You can actually, By match up what he just said against some of the news releases, and some of it does match if you're staying in that time frame.
But you know what, Jerry? First day, the first second I heard, and I was able to find his UCI or his unique celestial identity, I checked the stars, I immediately knew it was a mass suicide. I mean, I predict the one that took place in Rancho Santa Fe a week before on radio. It's just insane. But it's there. Yeah. There is no other way. Sad enough, as I said, our scientists
okay,
are not yet